And it is 12:05. Hi there, I'm Mary Lynn.
I'm Diane Ducey.
And we have a guest in the studio today as well, Champaign County Board Member Brendan McGinty. Hi, Brendan.
Hi, Mary Lynn. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thank you for being here. Brendan is here because there was a very big vote last night, and the Champaign County Board voted to reject the green option when it comes to Olympian Drive. And so, Brendan, thank you very much for coming in here today, because we just wanted to talk with you about this and try and understand it better and find out what this means. And I've got a million questions, but let's just start with the vote last night. What happened last night?
Well, there were a sequence of events to try to narrow down the discussion of what has been a long time controversial.
I mean, 25 years we're talking, right?
Certainly. And, okay. And the last couple of years, it's really come to a head because of available monies to actually do some construction on this project. So if you remember, not too long ago, we were talking about a project that involved Olympian Drive out to 45 from its current terminus just to the east of what is Apollo subdivision.
Okay.
So since that time, we've narrowed the discussion to say, really, let's focus on just getting to Lincoln Avenue, get over the tracks with Olympian, go mm-hmm. just to Lincoln, come on south then and connect Lincoln Avenue and make that the first phase of a loop. And what last night did was take our new county board that was just elected and do two votes right out of the gate. And that was intended to say yes or no, that we agree to continue to develop Olympian, and yes or no, we agree to develop Lincoln. Both those votes came out 19-4 in favor of continuing, get this done. Mm-hmm. We had four members missing. We have a 27-member board.
Okay.
That brought us to a third vote that involved hours of discussion.
Okay.
And the controversy was around how to connect from where Lincoln Avenue currently mm-hmm. ends, because if you've been up there north of I-74, it's a zigzaggy mess, mm-hmm. narrow, things like that. So if you're going to bring it up and connect it to Olympian, mm-hmm. how best to do that to get truck traffic through there, to mm-hmm. not impact landowners, to create business development opportunities up there. So we've been really focused on that
right.
issue.
And let me, so there, and there was a study that was done 10 years ago that offered up, was it three different routes, three different ways to do it? There was the S-curve thing.
Initially, there were actually 10 different routes considered. They were
okay.
brought down to three possibilities, with
okay.
the final analysis being what is called either the green or the sweeping S route
okay.
to do that connection of Lincoln all the way up.
Mm-hmm.
That is where some of the disconnect has happened in what people believe is the right way to do it.
Okay. And so, and as we have you in here, and if you have questions as well, you're more than welcome to call at 359-CALL, 217-359-2255, and connect with Brendan and connect with us about this. And so the sweeping S curve, the green route, that was voted down.
Last night we had a lot of discussion on it, and the final vote was 13-10 against having that alignment be the ultimate alignment. Now there were
Were you one of the votes for not going with the green alignment?
I was one of the votes against the green alignment,
okay.
and I'll explain why. There were four votes, remember, that said they don't want a project at all. Four of those no votes
okay.
were people who probably would vote no on anything up there for different reasons.
Okay.
Usually it has to do with whether there's actual money to do this,
mm-hmm.
right?
Okay.
So financial considerations are always important here.
But we do have federal and state grants right now that we may lose because we're not coming to a decision here on one of these routes.
That's right. As I understand it, we have about an 18-month window at this point to do something with this combination of funds. So, for example, there are ICC funds to get us up over the railroad tracks to go from the eastern terminus of where Olympian stops right now over the tracks to Lincoln.
Okay.
And then there is something called Illinois Jobs Now money that's used in this mix that will help to get us connected to Lincoln Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
There is county and city of Urbana money that's used to also make that happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then you talk about having to buy up land in this process to have the available area to build the road. So it's a complicated situation.
Yes, it's complicated, and we're trying to simplify. But and we
I'm
thank
not
you.
Well, so far so good.
Well, no, actually, I mean this is what it is, and I always say it is what it is, isn't it? And so that's what we're getting to the bottom of here. Okay, so the vote not to go with the green route.
Right.
So we don't have any more routes that we can debate now in the study that's already been done.
Last night, really, our agenda focused exclusively on taking those reaffirmation votes on whether we want to see the project happen, and then also on whether we wanted to do green. In an effort to show that green is not the most desirable solution, that what we need out of this is a compromise.
Yeah.
The compromise is somewhere in between a lot of different interests up in that area.
Okay.
But probably involves a lesser taking of the land.
Okay.
Probably some investment to update a study that was done now over a decade ago, mm-hmm. to have today's information behind our decision making, because there are new homes up there. I personally, I'm someone who believes that if we can have minimal impact to existing landowners, that's important,
yeah.
while continuing to have the connection all the way up to Olympian to create that loop, to create those economic opportunities, et cetera.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll talk about this more, because that was one of my questions. Would anybody have to lose their home? And we'll talk about that here next with you. We've got Brendan McGinty here with the Champaign County Board, talking about the vote last night on Olympian Drive, the green option. It was voted down. If you've got any questions, you're more than welcome to call in and connect at 359-CALL, 217-359-2255. We are Connect FM. Just listen when you can connect. We're 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. Hey there, I'm Mary Lynn.
I'm Diane Ducey.
And our guest in the studio today, Champaign County Board Member Brendan McGinty. Well, Brendan, you're like Mr. Everything around here. I mean, you're chair of the Economic Development Corporation Board. You're at Carl. I mean, you do everything. You do countless charitable things. I mean, you're everywhere.
Well, I appreciate that.
I don't know how you had time to. So anyway, well, thank you for. I'm sweetening you up so that I can throw some zingers at you. No, I'm just joking.
Bring them on.
Yeah. Hey, I'm sure you can handle just about anything. What we're talking with Brendan about is the controversial vote. I mean, it's been a controversial subject. Olympian Drive is kind of our road to nowhere right now. Because years ago, Champaign and Urbana decided they wanted to connect there, right?
Right.
And Champaign did its part.
Absolutely.
And we're kind of like, okay, Urbana, hello. But you know, Mayor Pressing is on board with this idea. The green option, the sweeping S curve, is what was voted down last night. But you guys did say you do want to make that connection somehow to Olympia Drive.
Right. This is a long history with a lot of people who have been involved in these processes for many, many years.
Yeah.
Great people who are on opposite sides of a fence or on the same side of a fence who have...
Or
of a road, exactly. the history is probably less important than where we are exactly today, because there is a plan in place. We honor that plan to some extent, but there are some who say it's an older plan, so can we get it updated? There's costs associated with that.
Well, yeah.
I don't think that anyone wants to see the road and the project die because of the vote last night that clearly said we want to see these projects happen. We're just not happy with green. So what is the next potentially minimally impacting project that we can do? Last night, we, after voting green down, directed our county engineer to come back to our full board meeting a week from next Tuesday. I'm sorry, 2 weeks from mm-hmm. Tuesday, from this Tuesday, to give us every option that we have. What that means is we voted green down. There was an original route that's red between green and going further north, so it's just north of green. That impacts fewer landowners. What does it mean when we do an amended location study? As I understand it, it might be 8 months and $100,000 compared to a brand new location study in another direction, maybe quite a ways west, maybe toward the tracks a bit more. That would be, as I understand it, 18 months and $160,000. Who's going to pay for that? Do we have time to do that without sacrificing the other monies that are already in place, which
right.
are millions of dollars? This project, just bringing Olympian to the east and bringing Lincoln down to create that loop, is about $18 million of work. And so that money is in place. We have that now. we have not identified the $100,000 to do a study on red and 100 and, so what are our options at this point as a board so that we can get to the end of this? This has been going on long enough.
Now, when you try to, put it in layman's terms on these locations, Olympia Drive comes off I-57, and then, North Prospect goes to Olympia Drive, and then that's where Apollo is that you've mentioned also.
Right.
And then North Lincoln Avenue, the Carl Annex is out there, and UPS is out there. But we're trying to join those locations then?
Well, if you think about it, Diane, that let's say that somebody is coming from Chicago South on I-57, they get off on Olympian. How can they come across to the east to Apollo Subdivision most efficiently? Right now, that is Olympian Drive.
Mm-hmm.
But what if there's more development that continues along Olympian to the east that we're able to go up and over a track? That it may not make sense for them to go down to I-74, across to the east on I-74, north on Lincoln to do that kind of loop. Mm-hmm. We've taken into consideration so much minutia on this, all the way down to what would a truck that's supporting one of the businesses along these routes be paying in fuel and mileage, et cetera, to go a little bit further. How can we cut that down so that the repetitive nature of truck traffic, that the economic impact, cost impact is minimized and time is saved as well for those businesses?
Well, I think it's a great idea to try to connect these major routes.
Well, it definitely is. The question is, study, I guess, and we don't have much time here, so I'm just going to leave this open-ended and we'll come back after the Wall Street Journal and talk about this, because I know, some of the proponents for green were saying, look, the studies have been done. This has been proven to be the best way to go about doing it. But now yet we're voting down something that we've already paid for a study, and now we're going to pay for another study. It seems almost repetitive. So maybe we could address that here coming up.
That would be great.
Okay, wonderful. We're 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. You're welcome to connect at 359. Call 217-359-2255. Our guest is Brenda McGinty from the Champaign County Board. And here is your Wall Street Journal report on Connect FM. Why, just listen, when you can connect, we're 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. It is 1224. I'm Mary Lynn.
I'm Diane Ducey.
And Brendan McGinty from the Champaign County Board here with us as well, talking about the controversial vote last night. Some say it was a crucial vote on Olympian Drive and Lincoln Avenue, the green option, the sweeping S, as some of you may have heard, was voted down. And you were one of the votes against the green. Who else voted against?
It was a mix, and I'll give a little adage that I've used before, and that is, on certain votes in front of us at the county, my former county board colleague Steve Beckett used to say that there are three A's involved that are always controversial. They cross party lines.
Mm-hmm.
Those A's are animals, adult entertainment, and alcohol. And the fourth A that I added are acres. Anything regarding land use and acres are always controversial.
Mm-hmm.
Last night, the list is in the media.
Okay.
It was a 13-10 vote with all Republicans except for one that were in attendance voting against the alignment.
Mm-hmm.
And there were four Democrats that voted against the alignment, and the rest voted for the green alignment.
I guess I'm confused by that when I hear that, because one of the things that I signed a petition yesterday. I'm a proud member of the Champaign County Chamber of Commerce for my husband and I, with big success. And I did sign a petition that was routed yesterday, encouraging my board member to vote yes on the green, because I keep hearing about the jobs, the economic development, how good this is for our community and its progress, and it's important to grow. I mean, I've heard numbers of 3,000 to 8,000 new jobs, and so I'm surprised to hear that Republicans would be voting against this issue. Why did they vote against it? I know you're not them, and I'm asking you to speak for them. But if all of them, you said all of them voted against the green I'm sorry, the green option, right. All but one. Why?
I think the majority of them, and I've had most conversations with a Republican colleague of mine, Alan Nudo, who has been very actively involved in learning all the issues, meeting with all of these groups. I think most of them are concerned about landowner rights. Now, like I mentioned earlier, some of them are just concerned about the cost and wouldn't vote for anything. They think the road should just either die where it is or be considered later when there's money, because we're in a state that's broke.
Yeah,
where's this money coming
we've
from?
We've got money. Okay, but the vote is to spend $170,000 on a new study. We've already paid for a study.
Absolutely.
We've got federal and state monies right now that would help with the costs, correct?
Yep. It's a great point, because the money is there. Now, I chair the Economic Development Corporation Board.
Mm-hmm.
I am not in 100% sync with our board, who believes expediency is very important here. And I believe, while I'm completely in support of economic development, I want to see this road completed for the benefit of economic development. But I add to that the caveat that I believe that there's an option through a number of meetings where I was told first that there is no option, only to prove that there are multiple potential options, all with varying costs, time frames, et cetera. But it doesn't mean that there aren't options to do this that would have less impact on the landowners.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that blend is very important. I will tell you that as a board member who has touched all these different groups, I've met with the reps from the chamber, the EDC, with the landowners that are opposed to the project,
mm-hmm.
with a number of different interest groups, labor unions, Farm Bureau, et cetera. I have been hammered from every single direction, but I understand their positions. Of course, Urbana wants this done in a way that they want it done. Of course, the landowners are protecting their land.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the Economic Development Corporation wants economic development. Chamber wants business.
Mm-hmm.
Those
and
make
jobs.
Perfect sense.
Right.
This is lobbying. This is political,
mm-hmm.
in those ways. And I take it a step further, because I think that this is about people's lives, and I do not take that lightly. So am I going to make a decision overnight about this? Only if it is a no-brainer and makes perfect sense. But am I
okay.
going to put money at risk that is sitting there, able to be used to spawn, hopefully, economic development in that area? No. So there's this middle ground, I think, that is entirely possible. A number of people, I believe, are putting this in very black and white terms. Alan Nudo and I have been very much emphasizing the need for a compromise with a bunch of, myself included, a bunch of hard-headed people who don't want to compromise.
Oh, all right. Well, coming up here, we'll talk about the, we'll call the road. We'll put the road in the middle. Who's on this side of the road and who's on that side of the road? The two main arguments. And then we'll just find out what's going to happen next. And we'll touch base with you on that here in just a second. We're 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM.